Alan Shields was an artist with close ties to the East End who spent the last 3 decades of his life on Shelter Island. Throughout his career, he was well known for the sense of playfulness that permeated his work. Born on a farm in Kansas, he spent his early years observing his mother and younger sisters, stitching and assembling quilts. These observations were influential in his work. Fabric and thread became main elements. While in college studying engineering, Shields was drawn to the arts and worked as a set designer for theater productions. His education shaped his understanding of artistic materials and techniques, but he found it was up to him to figure out the art part. After his arrival in New York, Shields quickly built up a stream of steady successes. From his debut show at Paula Cooper and the early acquisitions of his work by museums, such as the Museum of Modern Art. With success came the need to get away from the art world. In 1972, he purchased a house on Shelter Island, but maintained a residence in the city until the mid-1980s. While living on the East End, he also became a commercial fisherman captain. Shields' work can often hover at the intersection between sculpture and painting. He was drawn to creating paintings with three-dimensional elements. This lattice-like work, suspended along the wall, Devil, Devil, Love, lacks a traditional canvas and allows the viewer to peer through its negative space. Shields again recycled the imagery of the grid, which is popular in the work of many minimalist artists. Instead of giving us a minimalist painting, Shields gives us an object whose color, threads, painted dowels, strips of wood, and strings of colored beads reveal a playful and opulent sensibility. Shields himself said, "Everybody was thinking about change, and it was fairly evident for me to say, well, I'd like to change the format of painting. It didn't seem logical to continue to paint a painting and hang it on a nail in the living room." His way of working would put him at the forefront of the process art movement, where process is held to be equal in value as the piece which results. His use of unconventional materials cemented his standing as a radical artist.